Good afternoon. My blog for today is called Rental Stress. It seems that there are issues about available rental accommodation, and these issues are affecting those who are in the more mature age bracket, and what's more, they are the females of the community. Rental homes or emergency housing is in great demand here in the Wairarapa. It is very sad when one is left to look after themselves through no fault of their own, having to cope with an income that's never enough, or unexpected or ongoing illness that does not allow one to work is a huge problem. Even a disability that further puts one to a severe disadvantage, or just age catching up and no one making any allowances for this inevitable situation. To top it off, there might be an overbearing landlord who can only see a rent increase to further keep his bank off his back. We have a single mum friend here in the camp who moved here in the summer months with a caravan that she rented. Plus, she had to pay for the site the caravan was moved onto. Lately, the caravan owner wanted their caravan back, therefore she was desperate for housing and was offered a leaky, cold, damp, disused and very maintenance-ignored cabin here in the camp to tide her over until she could get something else that is better. But where do you get such better conditions when you're a single mum? A conscientious mum, too, who sees the need to work to supplement her meagre benefit payment. How else is she expected to continue to support a growing young child with education, medical and all the other things that children need on their journey through life? How did she get to be in this situation? Was it abuse? Was it neglect? Was it a finding out that life isn't filled with roses after all companionship? How did this happen to such a nice person as she? It seems that it doesn't matter what age group you're in. Women are the most vulnerable, being left with just over nothing to survive on when landlords sell their rental homes or decide to increase rents, or, and the list goes on. I have a friend who's so looked after by her council. It's amazing the love she gets from the woman who is the liaison between her and the other tenants and the council itself. Let's pray that she never leaves her position or is forced to leave her job and is replaced by someone much younger who has no clue about older people at all. I have a friend who's 81. She is naturally on some type of benefit. I suspect a sickness benefit because of the disability that she copes with every day. And yet, the government agency who pays her keeps stopping her payments, sending her letters that it is advisable that she get a job or downsize. At 81 years of age, you'd think the person assigned to look after her would visit now and again to judge on a face-to-face meeting just who and what they are dealing with here. I have another friend who is gradually progressive MS. She is constantly badgered too about getting a job, and yet she can hardly lift her feet off the ground now, and her speech is now being attacked. I tell you, where is the human side of government departments or rental people? Everyone, it seems, is out to make a buck, or they are very young in the job and couldn't care less about people not in their age bracket. When my parents were alive, they would always be bringing home the homeless to feed them and to give them a bed for one night. Some of those women on the streets were their age, 75 plus. Can you imagine that? Some councils are sympathetic and they know and see the need, but there are many councils who ignore the problem, hoping it'll go away if they don't go looking for it. Life is not good for many my own age out there, no matter where in the world they live. How many sleep under the stars, the very same stars that I see every night here in my own country? And then there are the war-torn countries whose citizens suffer even more. What a sad world we live in when we're not able to provide for those who have walked the talk during their journeys through life, who have left legacies on the pathways, who have loved and been loved and now are left to fend for themselves. We solved our own problem by opting to have our own mobile home, but of course it's not everybody's cup of tea. I was told recently by a friend that there are people who would not be seen dead in one, and there are others who think it's the ideal lifestyle. Everyone has a choice. We made ours. I didn't like it when my husband came up with the idea to downsize, and so drastically. However, many days go by now when I thank him internally for the wise decisions he has made to make sure we are both provided for in our late lives. But then that's how life happens, isn't it? Thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.